Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army
is light. Hey, hey, let the church unite.
Well, praise God. And good afternoon for all the glory that God has given us and for all that he has done for our family, for your family and for my family in 2015. Now we enter into a glorious 2016 new year. Amen. We would like to welcome at this time all of our faithful listeners, our prayer partners, and our financial supporters. Truly, We thank you for coming on our radio broadcast and supporting us each and every Monday. Today is Monday, January 18th, 2016, and we are celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Amen. Now, Martin Luther King Jr. was born in 1929. He was an American Baptist minister, activist, humanitarian, and leader in the African-American Civil Rights Movement. Even though his life was cut short from an assassination at only the young age of 39 years, his legacy will live on and on. Though this great man may be gone, his words are not. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s beliefs were powerful in their message of love, something that we don't see enough of today. You agree? Well, my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my anointed and gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host for our dynamic radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and God-appointed ministries, Men in Search of Change, and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. And for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey. Just so you know, unless we come together for a change in love, in faith, in peace, and in Jesus' mighty name, we will never receive the full blessings God truly has in store for us. For we must change what we have been doing in the past in order to accomplish our new perspective in life so that we can believe bigger and go beyond our barriers to reach our highest potentials. When we choose faith over fear, God will take us places that we have never dreamed of. So let's come together for a change. Amen? God has blessed us to be all that we can be in him thus far in this brand new 2016 new year. If he woke you up this morning and you found yourself closed in your right mind and have all your faculties in place, just lift up your hands right now to the heavens, and give God a high note of praise. Well, praise God, for we are embarking upon another glorious and blessed week. We truly have so much to shout hallelujah for, because we know God is good all the time. I would like to encourage you to keep an attitude of faith and expectation, because God will turn things around for you and create something out of nothing. Why? Because God is your ever-present help. Because he is forever faithful to his word. So today, continue to trust God for whatever you need in your spiritual journey of life. Amen. We have a very special guest that will be speaking to you today, and I will announce him just before he comes on. So get your Bibles, get your pens, get your notepads. In fact, you need to tweet someone, call someone. You might even have to run next door and tap on your neighbor's door and say, get on this call. Come Together for Change is on the air right now. And we have a very dynamic speaker. You don't want to miss the Word of God today. Amen. Now, our inspiration for this week will be some of the inspirational quotes directly from Dr. Martin Luther King. Quote number one, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Quote number two, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Wow, that is dynamic. And number three, our lives begin to end the day when we become silent about things that matter. Number four, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Think about that for a minute. Have you done something for someone today? Number five, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Number six, I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Amen. We must build dikes of courage to hold back the flood of fear. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream speech, and I'm sure we've all heard it. And the last two, man must evolve for all human conflict, a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love. And the last one, the time is always right to do what is right. These are some of the very famous, very inspirational quotes that was written by our own Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So as you go about this day, remembering all the things that he fought for and all the things that he did to make peace and to make this place a better place, do something good for someone today. Amen. Now, at this time, I'm going to make sure you have your pens and your paper and your notebook. The topic for this week is peace. P-E-A-C-E. The topic is peace. The main scripture will be coming from Ecclesiastes, the third chapter and the eighth verse, and it reads as follows: a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And at this time, if you may not hear, but I do, I hear a drum roll. I would like to bring to the podium an honorable man, a man of great character. His name is Chaplain Artis Johnson. He is of Men in Search of Change prayer line. He's also with Messages of Faith Chaplaincy. At this time, please let your attention go for and towards Chaplain Artis Johnson. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Chaplain Shalia Griffith. Thank you very much. We want to, first of all, thank the Lord for giving health and strength to Chaplain Hudson, that his health and strength may endure and that he will be back with us as soon as possible, that we all can enjoy his invigorating speech. Amen. And as I said, today's topic is peace. And according to the concordance of the Bible, it said peace is freedom from turmoil and war, or of war, and a time of peace. And in the dictionary, in the collegiate dictionary, it said freedom from strife of any kind, a condition of quiet, order, and security. This is what, and it goes right into Ecclesiastes 3:8. There's a time, a time for love, a time to hate, a time to war, and a time of peace. Our time has come for peace in order for us to regroup what has been lost, what has been taken away from us so vigorously by man's loss of his spirit. Man's spirit of love and peace has been demolished in the turmoil of the world today. And we're striving to see that. We're working toward that. And this is what man has to build on. He has to make sure that this is a part. This is a part of his lifelong goal. As it says in Isaiah, if you read the book Isaiah 57, 20 and 21, it says, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and muck and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked." There are always going to be people who stand in the way. There are always going to be people who try to shut down the peace effort of man. This is what happened to our brother Martin. This is what happened to him. His message of peace and love and nonviolence was cut short purposefully. This was no accident. We all know this, those of us who live from that time henceforth. And henceforth, we've seen the trial and tribulation that man has gone through trying to live a peaceful life. We see the worries and the strife that comes upon us regardless of what we try and do, regardless of how we try and live, regardless of what we try and do according to the word of God. The sword, as it says in Matthew 10:34, and Jesus says, "Do not think that I come to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." The sword is the word of God. That is the only way that we're going to separate the wicked from the true righteous. It's through the word. It's through the sword. We have to bring the word of God in order for the truth to rise above, in order for the truth to be heard. Not watered down, not no watered down version, not no weak interpretation. We're talking about the word. The word of God, as it was meant to be heard, as it was supposed to be heard, the truth as a sword, two-edged sword, cutting forth to bring forth the truth of the Lord. This is what we're talking about today. This is what we're bringing to you today on the radio broadcast. It's just like in Luke chapter 2:14, as Jesus spoke, and the multitude. It said the multitudes of the heavens saying glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. This is what Brother Martin was speaking about, peace and goodwill toward men. His struggles were geared toward the goodwill of all men. His struggles were for the goodwill of all men and women here on planet Earth, so that we all may live together. But he was focusing on the trials and tribulations of the black people here in America, because we were the ones who were denied so much. We were the ones who were criticized so much. We were the ones who were treated so badly. And this is why he was working so hard in this particular area. And in Matthew 24:36, it says, "Now as they said these things, that Jesus stood in the midst of them." The disciples were hiding out because of the resurrection. They were afraid to go out into amongst the masses because they were afraid they were going to be killed, because Jesus had risen. And he said to them, "It's peace to you. peace to you. This is what you have to strive for, the peace that Jesus Christ brings to our lives. It's not unreal. It is real. It is a reality. It is a reality, and together we can work forward towards that. In John 20 and 19, he said, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." My brothers and sisters, today, this is what we need to strive for. We don't need the war, because they're going to bring war against you. Each and every time you speak a peaceful frame of words, you're going to be warred against. Each and every time you try to live a righteous life, you're going to be warred against. Each and every time you try to stand up for what is righteous, or stand up for what is written in the Word, you're going to be warred against. But keep the peace in your heart. Keep the peace in your mind. Keep the peaceful words flowing, and we all are going to live according to the Word of God. And He says, "Peace be with you." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all the many blessings you are bestowing upon us. And thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all the many blessings you're going to bestow upon us. Forgive us, dear Heavenly Father, for our sins, for we are weak and born into iniquities. But we are striving, we are groping in the dark for some semblance of what it is that you have brought us here to be as your children here on this earth. And we look to live a purpose-driven life, a peaceful purpose-driven life, dear Heavenly Father, a peaceful and loving purpose-driven life, dear Heavenly Father. We're seeking the peace and glory that only comes from you, dear Heavenly Father. But we know that just as joy only comes from the Lord, only true peace can come by following the word of the Lord. The sword. Bring out your sword. And spread your peace. I want to thank you for joining us on the line this evening. And we want to turn this back over to Sister Chaplain Shalia Griffin. Are you still with me?
Yes, we are. Thank you so much for
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. God bless
yes,
you all.
Amen.
Praise his holy
amen.
Name.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, so it's all about peace. We have to live in this world with peace. We, as he said, we first have to have peace within ourselves. You know, we have to not be in denial, but we must really look in the mirror and see what we could do to fix things in ourselves first. Amen?
Hallelujah.
We really thank you, Chaplain Artis Johnson, for your message, and I'm sure it was well, well received. Amen, amen. We're going to ask everyone that's listening to the sound of this broadcast, well, just lift up your hands, because the senior chaplain, Hudson W. Griffith, is coming down with a cold, maybe to the fact that he might have bronchitis. We did try to go to the doctor today, but because of Martin Luther King Celebration Day, they were closed today. However, God is not closed today. Amen? God
amen.
Can still hear
all
our prayers. Amen? So we're going to ask you just in your own heart to raise up your hand and say a prayer for our chaplain, senior chaplain Hudson Griffith. So this evening, in about another hour, he has to go to the prison here in Las Vegas to teach a Bible study class. His voice is very hoarse, and it comes okay, and sometimes it doesn't. So I'm asking you to pray for senior chaplain Hudson Griffith at this time in the mighty name of Jesus. That God will touch his body, that God will deliver his body. Amen, amen, that God will. We know that there is a Bob McGilliam. We know that God is able, and he can do all things. So we're asking that, Holy Father, that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, and that whatever is not right, God, that you will dismiss it, Lord. You will alleviate it right out of his body, and you will bring him back better than he was before. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we thank you for all things, Lord God, that you're doing right
amen.
Now with all of us. Help us to grow stronger in you, dear God. Help us to be more faithful, dear God. Help us to know that when we pray and ask for something, that you are going to do just what you said you're going to do. So keep us,
Amen.
Lord, grounded in you, and help us, Lord Jesus, to be all that we could be in you. Amen, in Jesus' mighty name. Well,
Amen.
Friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. In my closing, do drop us a line sometime this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. And we also want to thank all of our faithful weekly listeners and supporters as well. Now, our mailing address is Come Together for Change. It is at P.O. Box 90553, and we hope you're writing that down with your pen and your pad. It is in Henderson, Nevada, 89009, or you can email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol.com. And if you're in need of prayer or counseling, feel free, as you are praying for Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, that he also will be able to do counseling and prayer with you or anyone in your family. Thank you for listening to Come Together for Change. We pray that you are blessed with the wonderful teachings of Chaplain Artis Johnson. I'm sure that it really gave you some strength to go forward for in this 2016 year. Thank you so much, Chaplain Johnson. And at this time, we're going to ask that you truly have a life-changing and a prayer-answered glorious week until we meet again on Blog Talk Radio. And do invite a friend, invite a neighbor, invite an associate or family member to join us next Monday, January 25th, 2016. And just remember, it is not what you were that matters, but what you are and what you will be. So change your knowledge so that you can change your thinking, so that you can find the potential to fulfill your God-given destiny. Know that you are next in line for an amazing blessing this week. Just look for it. God can do it. For you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. Have a blessed week and inspired to do something very special for someone in need. And then look up and see God smile on you. Amen.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.